Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news, good tidings of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The angel of the Lord comes from heaven with good news, great joy for all people. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, David's Son, who is Christ the Lord, is born this night. What announcement could be any sweeter news? Was such joyful news ever heard in the world before or since? When did the world ever receive such glad tidings? This birth is unlike any other, a holy birth, unprecedented in the world, nor has anything happened like it since, a birth without sorrow, without shame, free from all corruption, a birth above and beyond nature, yet for the sake of redeeming our nature. How can we not be filled with astonishment like the shepherds were? The Son of the Most High God is born a man, a baby. The Son begotten of God before all worlds has taken on flesh. The eternal Word has become an infant laid in a manger. His glory fills the night of lowly Bethlehem. The star proclaims the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is here. And the angel armies of heaven sing his praises out on earth's fields. This is not a needless birth either. God did not do this great act and proclaim such great glad tidings to the world just to show forth his power or to merely inspire us to have happy thoughts or good feelings about him or about ourselves. This birth is full of purpose. This birth is of the Savior who is Christ the Lord, of the man to redeem and save us men who've been born children of dust, doomed to die in the sin of our first parents in the ancient garden, and in the sin which we commit even from our own conception and birth. This birth is to change men's hearts and turn them and their children in repentance back to fellowship with God. Because of this birth, the angels call us to awake from the slumber of this world and its sinful condition and give praise to God this night and every night. The Lord comes with salvation. The Lord comes with healing on his wing. The Lord comes with glory from on high. The child whose birth we celebrate and marvel at this night is himself salvation, healing, and glory incarnate. On account of these three precious gifts of salvation, healing, and glory, it is most consoling to hear that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is born. For why is he called Jesus? But because he shall save his people from their sins. And why has he willed to be named Christ? But because he will soften the yoke of his law by his anointing and healing balm, the anointing of his grace and his Holy Spirit. And why was the Son of God made man? But to make men the sons of God and share with them in his glory. Who shall ever resist his will? If Jesus justifies, who can condemn? If Christ heals, who can wound? If the Son of God exalts, who can cast you down? Since Jesus is born, let everyone rejoice whom the consciousness of sin has condemned as deserving of eternal punishment. For the compassion of Jesus exceeds all crimes, however great their number and their enormity. Since Christ is born, let him rejoice who wages war with the vices inherent in our nature. No disorder of the soul, no matter how inveterate it may be, can withstand the healing which Christ brings. And since the Son of God is born, let him rejoice who desires great things, for the great rewarder comes. This is the heir. Let us receive him devoutly, and the inheritance shall be ours. For he who has given us his own Son, who suffered and died to bring us salvation, healing, and heaven's glory, how has he not with him given us all things? Let no one disbelieve, no one doubt. We have a most trustworthy testimony. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He pitched his tent among us. The only begotten Son of God desired to have brothers. Brethren, you, that he might be the first among many brethren. Even human frailty has no cause to hesitate. Our Lord has become the brother of men. He has become the Son of Man. He has become man. The Creed says, et homo factus est, in Latin. And he was made man. And we bow our knee at the mystery in adoration, this night above and more profoundly than any other night. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The voice of gladness from the angels resounds in our land even now today. It is not just a great story from ancient history. It is the joyful voice of exaltation and salvation in the tents of sinners like you and me who need to hear that voice. A good word has been and still is heard. A consoling word, a speech that is full of joyfulness, and a rumor worthy of all acceptance. So to paraphrase the Psalms and the prophets who foretold this joyful news, sing praise, O ye mountains, and all ye trees of the woods. Clap your hands before the face of the Lord, because he cometh. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth. Be amazed, and let every creature give praise. But thou, beyond all others, O children of men, for to you is born this day in the city of David, your Savior, your healing, your glory, the one we know, our brother, Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord.